This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. You know, class, I got a chance to talk to Bert, and man, is he frosted. Man, is he frosted with Ford and the Ford dealership, and he is going to unload tomorrow. So you don't want to miss that. This is the ongoing saga of his electrically charged vehicle that he was advised, don't y'all be charging it, don't y'all be driving it, and articles in the media say, and don't y'all be putting it in your garage. So he's got this useless thing that Ford sold him, and this is a really interesting story. So he's been doing battle with Ford. And here's something that I'd like to mention, class. I think we should have an award here at USA Prepares for those who, and this is instructors as well as students, both, except me, not including me, who do battle with the big bad machine. The machine that beats us up, takes advantage of us, lies to us, cheats us at every turn. And when we win, and when we publicly eviscerate them, we should have an award for how we did it, what they did to us, how we responded, what it took to win, and what it took to get restitution, and what the restitution is. I think we should have an award, but not just one award, not just for one person, but for those who actually demonstrate that they have taken the machine to task. Because they've been injured. And I'm not talking about just sniping at the big bad machine. I'm talking about when the machine attacks you, lies to you, cheats you, and then you do battle in an above board way, and you win. So, Kyle and class, think about what we should call this award. It's probably going to be something like a USA Prepares coffee mug that says USA Prepares, our logo on one side, and then the name of the award on the other side. And I'm not thinking there's going to be thousands of these. I'm thinking, a small number, maybe less than 100. Kyle, what do you think of the concept, the idea? What are your thoughts?
I love it, Vince. I think it's a great idea. It'd be funny. We could, there's so many ways we could go with this. I won't even go into it yet. I'll talk to you off air. But, when I love Bert, he is so funny. He cracked because his thought process is so, and I want to say this in a loving way, pathologically positive. I'm not cutting him down at all because the man is absolutely brilliant. But every time I listen to him, I try to always catch Fridays for sure if I can't hardly catch nothing else. Because every time I listen to Bert, I think to myself, my dad's old saying, an education's expensive no matter how you got to get it.
He's a very dear friend. And so for the, I've talked to him every day for the last, I talk to him often, but every day for the last week or two. And every time I talk to him, I say, Bert, you're a lot of work.
And so
I sent him an email last night, and Catholics He's Catholic. He was raised Catholic, just as I. And Catholics were introduced to reporting their sins to a priest for absolution. And so, you know, you go into the confessional and you say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been, you know, X amount of time since my last confession, and here are my sins. So I wrote one for him, and I sent it to him. And, and I'm going to read it tomorrow. I'm going to, just so he gets it right. So I wrote his confessional opening to his priest, so he can just bring it with him next time he goes. But you'll hear that tomorrow. Class, I got, you know, lately we're getting some really wonderful emails. You know, we've been bashed for years as being kooks. But so here's one, and let me read this to you. Dear Mr. Finelli, my name is Daniel. I'm 50 years old and from Australia. I will live up to your expectations as a human. You give me so much, and for that, I am so in debt to you. A blessed goodbye for Mr. Rivero today brought a tear to the eye. I school my grandbabies on your words. You're the man most wish for in a disintegrating world. Best wishes, Daniel. Now, I read that verbatim, so I think there may be a few words left out of what he meant, but that was very kind of him. And then I thanked him. I said, Daniel, thank you so much for the kind words, and thank you for being in class with us at USA Prepares Vincent. He responded to that, and he said, it's my pleasure, Mr. Finelli. I had a dad like you once, a failed marriage. I worked so hard and so long. He was the most beautiful man, so smart, and he did everything for himself and everyone around him. But I'm out of that world now, not from any of my own actions. Truly appreciate your words. Have a beer on me. I'm going to reserve a camp spot. I know I can't attend. Give it to a lovely human. Please give it to someone who can. Cheers, Mr. Finelli. That's from Daniel in Australia. I've never met him, and what I'm saying is people are actually paying attention to the morals, the values, the code of conduct that we have here at USA Prepares, and I'm talking about the instructors, and we all have the same code of conduct. We are not predators. We just want to be left alone. We've figured out better ways, we think, of doing things. We all have bruises. I mean, lots of bruises. And what I mean by that is we've learned through Knox University, also known as University of Hard Knocks, and you know, we're sharing better ways of doing things, so you won't have to hit your thumb with a hammer as many times as we have. And that is our mission here at USA Prepares Teaching. All the instructors have a wonderful set of morals, code of conduct, and we are not out there being belligerent and causing problems. We're just trying to live our lives and survive. That's what we're trying to do.
So Vince, if you don't mind, I've got one of those life lessons that I had to learn.
Great.
Just this last week.
Great.
I was going to share this with folks. So in case you run across this at some point in your life, this has to do with a wood splitter that I've had for about 17 years approximately. I got it almost the same time that I got that 036 chainsaw, and it's a homemade, built by an old welder, fabricator guy who got too old to be able to cut wood anymore, and was just pulling it out for sale, and he built the ram out of the hydraulic ram of a backhoe. So this thing is extremely heavy built. The framework on the underside is like quarter inch I-beam steel, really well built, hooked up to a great little Briggs & Stratton 5/4 engine. And I have run that for almost probably 14 out of the last 17 years. and never had any trouble with it whatsoever. About 2 years ago, I finally rebuilt the carburetor just because it wasn't running quite the right RPM that I wanted it to. So, you know, as smooth as I wanted, and I narrowed the problem down. I'd already fixed the plug, and that's about, you know, all you can do with those. So anyway, I took the carburetor off and rebuilt it. So I'm starting to use it again this year because I've got a lot of wood to try to cut up and split, and a lot of big logs that normally I try to cut smaller stuff, but had a whole bunch of big trees blow down, and so I've got these trees to work on. So I'm running the log splitter, and all of a sudden the air cleaner housing, I notice as I'm over there, because I'm busy cutting wood, you know, and I didn't notice it, but the air cleaner housing had vibrated loose and had fallen off, and I noticed it when I caught the outside edge of it dropping, and I don't know how long it had been off of there, but the little bolt, the little screws that hold the air cleaner housing on there had vibrated loose, and they have lock nuts on them. And I thought, man, I've, you know, never had to deal with that before. And so I put it all back together, and I had it happen again. This time I'm watching for it, but as it falls, I kind of put it over there and kill the engine again, put the air cleaner back on. But after that, the carburetor had sucked in some kind of dust because it wasn't running quite right. And I had to fiddle around with the air mixture, the fuel mixture a little bit. At the bottom of the bowl, there's a little screw down there that controls that, but it still wasn't running right. So I thought, oh boy. So I took the carburetor off and took it all into the shop and tore it apart, cleaned it, everything was working good, the float was fine, all of that, you know, I checked everything and put it all back together, and it ran great, run fine. It just needed to be blew out and cleaned. So I'm pointing this out for, this is a little bit longer story, but I put everything back together, tightened it all up, and all, I started the thing up, started splitting again, and the exhaust bolts loosened up and the exhaust dropped off. I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is going on? And so I put it back on, and this time I put the exhaust bolts in there with some blue Loctite and started it and ran it for, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes, and the exhaust bolts vibrated loose. And I've never heard of blue Loctite, not, you know, not holding stuff, right? So I couldn't believe this. So I'm fiddling around with this thing, and what had happened was there are four bolts that hold the engine. It's on a rubber kind of a little pad, but there's four bolts that hold the engine to the plate, and all four of them had loosened up. So the engine vibration from the bolts of the engine not being tight had increased the vibration, and I'll finish the story on the other side.
Yeah, and this is going kind of where I was going to go, slightly differently, but you have to pay attention, class. And what Kyle has figured out is that one problem that's kind of hidden can lead to other problems. And you need to check everything.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, did you want to continue or did you want me to jump in?
Sure. Yeah, I want to continue just for a little bit longer. So, folks, what had happened is the four main bolts had loosened up, and it created a lot more vibration than the engine normally produced because the engine itself wasn't being held. And so, like Vince said there, you know, if you've got one problem, it might be just that problem. I mean, like as the air cleaner to the carburetor might have just vibrated off, but and that's kind of the first time what I assumed happened because I didn't notice the bolts at the bottom of holding the engine down to the plate. I didn't notice that at first, so that's why I replaced it. But from now on, my little part to the university here is if you see something, especially if it's like the carburetor, air cleaner, and the exhaust vibrates loose, then that's probably indicative, and it's, first of all, if it's never happened before, right? So that's probably indicative of something else you need to be looking at possibly a little deeper, to whatever it is you're going on. It's kind of like, you know, if your chain derails on your chainsaw, then you had it too loose. You know, you got to be careful when you're running saws. But in any case, Vince, that's kind of there's other things you want to watch. You want to make sure on the chainsaw, you want to make sure the two mounting bolts for the saw are tight and are you know, real tight. And here's a little trick. If your saw, when you're starting to, if you're tightening up the chain on your chainsaw, this just happened to pop into my mind, what you want to do before you tighten the bolts down, you want to lift up on the bar. Because what happens is when you undo the screw, the nuts that hold the bar will try to drop. Well, and it does drop just a little bit because there's a little play in there. But, and so when, if you were to just tighten the chain up and then start and tighten the bolts up and start cutting, the saw will work its way up. And when it does, that loosens the chain. So when you're tightening your chain on your chainsaw bar, you want to lift up on the bar itself as you tighten those two nuts that hold it down. That's just another little trick of the trade that happened. It just made me think of it because of, you know, the different things that had happened. But your comments now, sure, sir.
Sure, sure. So what Kyle's talking about is he got this wood splitter. Someone else made it. And so would you normally check to make sure that the four bolts that hold the single-cylinder air-cooled engine tight to the frame, is that something you would expect to loosen up? Not likely, right? But I have seen as just like a portion of one thread being loose on a bolt, and the engine can vibrate, let's say, 1/64th of an inch. I mean virtually the thickness of an index card, okay? And that little bit of movement back and forth with every rotation of the crankshaft can vibrate enormously. And a lot of damage could occur. Exactly what Kyle's talking about. So what does this really mean? What kind of devices could be impacted by this? Well, I would say a rototiller. Four bolts that hold the engine to the frame, a lawnmower, a horizontal shaft or vertical shaft lawnmower, a generator, you know, a go-kart. So anything that has a four-cylinder gasoline engine, four-cycle gasoline engine, could experience this problem because there's an incredible amount of vibration. And the vibration is magnified all around the engine by the engine walking just a little bit, like 1/64th of an inch or more. So Kyle is absolutely right. And we have a Mercedes in the shop. Customer had it towed in. And it's got a blown transfer case. And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why the quick lubrication companies are causing a lot of damage by not checking the way we used to check vehicles.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
U.S. USA News Update. Over 140 million Americans under heat alerts as extreme temperatures linger across the U.S., accounting for humidity. They're expected to top 100 degrees from the Midwest to the Northeast. A former U.S. intelligence official says the U.S. government is in possession of UFOs.
Mr. Gresh, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
A judge in the Hunter Biden case says she needs more information before she can accept his plea deal. Yesterday, the judge says she was not ready to accept that plea deal and asked both sides to file additional briefs. Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says he's considering naming Democratic candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead one of the nation's health agencies. Corey Myers, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, before customers come over and learn about us here at the farm, at Natural Farms, they have this preconception that oil changes should be done in 15 minutes. You know, from the time you think about getting an oil change to the time you're driving away, 15 minutes. It cannot happen. Not not and check the vehicle and not drain the oil completely. It's impossible. There's laws of physics that are involved here. It's impossible to completely drain the oil and replace the oil in 15 minutes. So what happens is people want fast. These are the GDP. These are the people who love their cell phones, are always checking their cell phones, in my opinion. So what happens is they bring their vehicles to the quick oil change places, and they have lots of different names. I'm not picking on any particular one. I'm picking on all of them. And whether it be the Chinese factory outlet for a fast oil change or wherever, if you really want to check the vehicle and change the oil, there are other things you need to check as well, like the differential fluid level, the transmission fluid level, the if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, the front axle. If you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, the transfer case. And then, of course, there are other fluids like power steering system, etc. Well, we check all of that when we put a vehicle up on the lift to change the oil. And a vehicle came in here, was towed in here, and all the guy, there was this banging noise, and there's an all-wheel drive problem. And so it was towed in. And we put the vehicle on the lift. You know, we pushed it up onto the concrete pad and put it up on the lift. And the transfer case and front wheel drive system was cracked, and parts were falling out. Now, why is that? That's because the quick lube, this is my opinion, the quick lube places don't check those things. They assume they're just fine. They're just there to change the engine oil. That's all they're looking at. Or at least, maybe they say they're checking other things, but I don't believe they remove the covers, and I don't even think they even know to check the front wheel axle system. I don't think they check that. And 100% of the time, we find that they're low on lubricant. 100% of the time. That's our vehicles as well. So we check all this, and so here's a vehicle. The replacement part from Mercedes is $4,000. The vehicle's a 2000 Mercedes E320. It's gorgeous. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. I'd be delighted to drive it, except it'll cost more to fix it than the car's worth. $4,000 for the part, a minimum of 6 hours to replace the part. Way more than that, really. It's a really complicated thing to replace. You have to jack the engine up to do it. So here we have convenience. Well, let's get that oil change really quickly. Hey, we can get it done in 15 minutes, right? And then the long-term problem is extreme damage to the vehicle because of lack of lubrication. You have to learn how to do these things yourself. You can't trust anyone to work on your vehicles. No one. You can't. You can't trust anyone to balance your wheels because they don't know how to do it. The people who sell you tires are really not experts in selling you tires. The people who are service advisors in many cases, with the exception of, you know, Kyle was one. But people who have that position today do not have experience turning wrenches, in my opinion. So you're asking for advice. Oh, yeah, I'm bringing my vehicle in because it's making a thumping sound. And then the guy or gal behind the counter is supposed to say, okay, well, I know what that is because I work on those all the time. They don't know. They don't work on them all the time. They're on commission. They're selling you things that you don't need when you don't know it. Kyle, am I imagining this or do you believe what I'm saying?
No, I can put a couple of exclamation points on it real quick, too. Before the end of the show, I got a couple of tricks that I've come across, Vince, that really work well, too, for gardening, speaking of that, because it's that time of year. But I had a friend of mine who used to go, he uses the quick lube all the time and paid for the entire inspection of everything. And he's driving a 018 F-150 for his business. Anyway, he's getting this noise back in there, and he calls me when he's on the road and said, man, this noise is just getting worse and worse. And I said, what's it doing and when and all this kind of stuff, just asking him questions. I said, it sounds to me like something's wrong with the rear end. And he said, so, okay. So he took it into a mechanic, and sure enough, It's right on the quick lube sheet that they're checking the level of the rear end grease, but the rear end was bone dry. And when he got to the mechanic and took it back to the quick lube guys and said, right here, it says all these times I've paid for this, here's the last four of them that you're supposed to have checked this, and there's no leaks that we can find, and you didn't check any of it. And so the quick lube place ended up buying him a brand new rear end because he had a mechanic's word right there to back it up. And then it just so happened that a lady just this last 2 weeks ago had an almost new Subaru Impreza that she uses. Sometimes I'm acquainted with her. Anyway, one of my wife's friends. And anyway, so she takes it into the quick lube and gets her oil changed. And they forgot to put the filler cap back on. And she's driving down the road, and all of a sudden she's smelling a little bit of oil. All of a sudden there is smoke everywhere, and she is so lucky that it fumigated the entire inside of the car with this oil smoke, burning oil off of a hot engine. And she is so lucky it didn't catch on fire and burn right to the ground. But anyway, the quick lube place had to pay to have her car towed in, and they put oil on it, put it on there, and took it and had it completely, renovated, detailed, cleaned out, fumigated everything, and it took days for her before she could get her car back. Because they had to get that smell out of there. And once it gets into the system, you know, your air cleaner system and your cab system, you've got to change out cab filters. You've got to do all kinds of stuff to that. But they ended up having to pay for it before she got her car back because she uses it for her work and takes people around. Anyway, that's just exactly like you said, learn to do it yourself and learn how to do it right. That's really important.
Kyle,
learn how to do it right.
So what I believe I heard you say is the same thing happened to this Ford pickup truck, except it was the rear axle instead of the front axle that happened to this Mercedes. Same
yep.
thing. Lack of paying attention. Claiming that they're checking things that they don't check. Absolutely incredible. Kyle, I've got one thing that I wanted to mention. Classes...
Sure.
There are, on Facebook Marketplace, are plenty of freezers, and they say things like, cools, but don't get cold as needed, or it cools, but the compressor runs 24 hours a day, or it cools, but the compressor runs all the time. It's chest freezers. Now, why is this happening? And there's a major lesson in here, and it applies to everything. Because as the temperature keeps increasing on the planet, and we're looking at, we've had 100 degree days, 110, 111, 119 out, in Arizona, at really high temperatures. Even the coast off Florida, the sea, the ocean, I should say, 101 degrees. This is real serious stuff. So the equipment that was built was not designed in many cases to handle these extreme temperatures, including chest freezers. So what I've done for our chest freezers, I have a fan, like a box fan, blowing on them on the outside skin. Now you can feel the compressor running, you can feel the vibration, you can feel the skin of the chest freezer, it's really warm, and you can feel that it's the warmest right at the point where the compressor is located, typically on the left side as you look at it from the front. Well, I have a fan blowing on them, and it has reduced the amount of runtime for the compressors. I literally bought some fans, used equipment fans, like 4 inches in size, and these are designed for continuous run to cool electronic equipment. I found them on the internet. I bought them used. They were darn expensive. $35 for two fans is ridiculously high. But everybody else wants $40 a piece. So I bought two of them. I'm going to wire them in to blow on the compressors every time the compressor comes on to reduce the temperature of the compressor to prolong the life of the chest freezers. because a chest freezer only has like two moving, well, only a couple moving parts. One is the temperature relay that tells the compressor when to kick on, the compressor itself, and the hinges for the lid of the chest freezer. Those are the only moving parts. So if you can keep that chest freezer running cooler, I think it will dramatically increase the life expectancy of your chest freezer. Kyle, back to you.
Absolutely true, Vince. And whatever you do, do not put your freezer out where it's exposed to direct sunlight. Because it's just that just increases everything, that the skin, even if it's white, paint, yeah, which all of them are. But anyway, don't expose them to direct sunlight in this kind of heat. It's just you're asking for trouble. So I've got a tip for you folks for aphids and different things in your garden. And I just learned this myself beginning of this year. And I decided to try it because I have had trouble with aphids terribly on one side of all things, one side of my greenhouse in the one corn bed that I've got about 60 or so plants, big corn stalks coming in. And the aphids were just, I was just fighting them like crazy, spraying them off and doing all kinds of stuff, trying neem oil. And I've tried that. It didn't work. Didn't keep them off. And so I found something that really does help. And I mean, it is just flat keeping them off, killing them like crazy. So you take 2 ounces of Castile soap that is tea tree oil. I use Dr. Bronner's, and I buy it in 32 ounces. And I put 2 ounces of that in a gallon sprayer. And you just fill it up with water. And if you spray those little aphids and gnats and flies and different stuff like that with that oil, that soapy mixture, it just flat kills them. And I have had absolutely no trouble, and there is no aphids on anything, Vince. I am just stunned at how well that works. But anyway, I'll check you
wonderful.
After the break.
Wonderful. Yeah, and we can't have these darn bugs eating our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
So you got to stay on top of it. You have to stay on top of it. We bought some neem oil, N-E-E-M, I believe it's spelled, and we're mixing it with some detergent, small amount, as an emulsifier. We're spraying that on our garden. We'll be right back.
Just reduce their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll start hearing commercials that say, flush twice, your neighbor's hydration depends on it. You know, these are not my words, class, but I'd like you to know about this. This is in the public domain, dailymail.co.uk. Quote, fire still burning on ship carrying 3,000 cars near bird habitat. And then the body of the article says, quote, a cargo ship carrying nearly 3,000 cars is still on fire close to a world-renowned bird habitat off the Dutch coast as firefighters and salvage crews wait for the flames to subside before trying to board the vessel. The Fremantle Highway, I guess that's the name of the ship, was sailing from the German port to Singapore when it caught on fire shortly before midnight on Tuesday, about 17 miles north of the Dutch island, sparking fears of an environmental disaster. One crew member has died. Others were injured in the early hours of Wednesday. The entire crew has been evacuated from the ship. The Dutch Coast Guard said the situation at the moment is stable. The agency planned to fly experts over the ship on Tuesday morning to take stock of its condition. The cause of the fire has not yet been established. The Japanese-owned ship carrying 2,857 cars, including 25 electric cars, is close to the chain of islands and a World Heritage listed Wadden Sea, an important habitat for migratory birds. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has warned about the possible dangers of electrical vehicle fires, a hazard that stems from thermal runaway, a chemical reaction that causes uncontrolled battery temperature and pressure increases. Now, this is a big deal. Salt water seems to be a real problem for electric car batteries. And why am I saying this? Because these electric vehicles are causing all of us a lot of pain, damage, and extra costs. So when electric vehicles catch on fire on a ship and they burn down the contents of the ship, and it's happened before, this is not the first time, happened about a year ago. When this happens, Lloyd's of London and other insurance carriers raise the premiums. So then the cost of all shipping goes up for imported vehicles. Okay? And then what happens is when these Teslas and other electric vehicles just drive themselves into nouns, persons, places, and things, the cost of all of our insurance goes up. These electric vehicles are costing us all extra money all the time. It's an outrage. It's got to be stopped. It has to be stopped. This is insanity. We're destroying the planet trying to make the batteries. We have no recycling plan in sight for the batteries. This is suicide. And it's brought to you by people like Elon Musk, the most, my opinion, the most dangerous person on the planet.
Yep, I agree, Vince. You know, I will tell you something. This has to do with these electric cars is just a symptom of the stupidity that is running rampant in this country. But I want to mention one thing before the end of the broadcast, because I know we're running out of time. Folks, for the first time last week, I was listening to an economist, and the economist said something I have never heard before, but we have been saying on the air for a long, long time. He said, if you don't have a lot of money and you want to invest in something that's going to possibly double or triple in value in the next 6 months to a year, buy canned goods. Canned food. And I don't know about where you are, Vince, but when I was a kid around here, we used to buy corn 10 ears for a dollar. And you could get a can of corn for like 25 cents. Now it's over a buck for a can of corn. And I just saw corn on sale at one of the local supermarkets for $1.25 an ear. I mean, unbelievable. So, folks,
you're right.
The first time I ever heard an economist say that. But we've been telling you for a long time, buy canned goods and buy a lot of them and stack them to the ceiling. Because now they're fixing to go up even more. And I think I said about 4 weeks ago from here, one of the guys, the economist I was listening to, said expect the prices from where they are to double before the end of this year. So it's happening just right in front of our eyes.
Yep, and it's brought to you by the last series of CEOs that we've had, including Donald Trump, Barry Satoro, the current guy, all of them. I would say the last four of them have pushed the plunger to demolish the United States of America. And Kyle, when I was a child, corn was 12 for a dollar. Fresh corn, you could buy it at the supermarket, 12 for a dollar. And actually, you could get a baker's dozen, which is 13 for a dollar. Absolutely correct. No question about it. Class, I suggest you follow Kyle's advice. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.